This programming is sponsored by Linscombe Wealth, a wealth management firm partnering with individuals and families dedicated to helping them build, preserve, and manage wealth by creating a customized plan to work toward achieving their goals. More at LinscombeWealth.com.
Hello and welcome to Encore Houston. I'm Joshua Zinn, and each week we'll take a listen to concerts presented by ensembles and organizations based in Houston. This week, let's check into Studi Concert Hall at Rice University's Shepherd School of Music, where Chamber Music Houston hosted the Jerusalem String Quartet last November. The Jerusalem Quartet is just one of many great ensembles that Chamber Music Houston brings in from around the world to deliver great concerts in Houston to Houston audiences. For this concert, the quartet performed three pieces from three different centuries, beginning with the 18th century and Franz Joseph Haydn, who is often referred to as the father of the string quartet for his work in developing the quartet as a standard ensemble and also a genre within classical music. Here are violinists Alexander Pavlovsky and Sergei Bresler, violist Ori Kam, and cellist Kirill Zlotkinov, performing Haydn's Quartet in D Major, Opus 64, No. 5, also known as The Lark. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jerusalem Quartet performing music by Haydn. That was the quartet number 5 from his Opus 64, also known as the Lark Quartet. And now the group will move forward a couple of centuries to the music of Sergei Prokofiev. This is the first of his 2 string quartets, and this quartet in B minor was actually written on a commission from the Library of Congress. Probably the most striking thing about this piece is that the first 2 movements are energetic and lively, and the third and final movement is noticeably different, with a more lush and somber character. Here is the Jerusalem Quartet once again with Prokofiev's String Quartet No. 1 in B minor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
certainly not the rousing finale that you might expect from a string quartet, but it definitely has a certain poignancy to that subtle ending. That was the Quartet in B Minor by Sergei Prokofiev, performed by the Jerusalem Quartet at Rice University's Studi Concert Hall last November. I'm Joshua Zinn, and you're listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media Classical. Finally, our concert this evening concludes with the String Quartet No. 13 in G Major by Antonín Dvořák. This piece actually came about after Dvořák had returned home to Europe after spending 3 years in the United States at the end of the 19th century. Now, he didn't just dive back into the creative writing pool when he came back, and actually took a good 4 month or so break to enjoy being back in Bohemia. But here's the piece that came out of that relaxing break for the composer. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Antonin Dvorak's String Quartet No. 13 in G Major, performed by the Jerusalem Quartet, as part of a Chamber Music Houston concert at Rice University in November of last year. The quartet members are violinists Alexander Pavlovsky and Sergei Bressler, violist Ori Kahn, and cellist Kirill Zlotkinov. And before I leave you for this episode, it wouldn't be quite Encore Houston without a special encore performance. That was the Allegro Pizzicato from Béla Bartók's String Quartet No. 4 in a special encore performance by the Jerusalem Quartet. And that concludes our show for this evening. Coming up next for Chamber Music Houston is the Montrose Trio, featuring Houston's own John Kimura Parker on piano with violinist Martin Beaver and cellist Clive Greensmith, as well as special guest Ivo van der Werf on viola. That concert will be Tuesday, January 24th at 7:30 p.m. at Rice University's Shepherd School of Music, with works by Shostakovich, Mozart, and Brahms. Go to chambermusichouston.org or call 713-348-5400 for more information. I'm Joshua Zinn, and thank you for listening to Encore Houston on Houston Public Media.